They said a few words to each other and they opened fire.
What else? So witnesses sharing about the moments leading up to a shooting outside of his Raleigh gun store.
Our severe risk has gone up for Saturday's WRAL weather alert day. How early we could see heavy rain and damaging winds move in town by town.
Durham Public School students are asking for help with mental health.
I am suffering mentally and my friends are also.
I'll have the district's response on what's available now and what they're planning for the future.
Thank you for being with us here at 7 o'clock. I'm Dan Haggerty. It is a WRAL weather alert day tomorrow. As Kat was saying, the severe weather threat has increased in the triangle. You see the system that's moving our way getting stronger as it approaches the Carolinas. In the last 2 hours, we learned there is a tornado risk for parts of our area, which include Raleigh and Fayetteville. Our main concern, damaging wind gusts, things like hail as well. Meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, timing out this threat when it moves in. When it moves out, Kat.
I think some of the severe storms could arrive as early as late tomorrow morning. The timeline we're concerned about from 10 a.m. through 6 p.m. And it's not going to rain and storm during that whole time frame, but that's the window where storms could become severe tomorrow. Damaging wind gusts and hail, the main concerns, a level 2 out of 5 threat for severe weather now for most of the area. So the severe weather threat did increase today. Also new, as Dan mentioned, the threat of an isolated tornado. This isn't the main concern, but we'll be closely watching any thunderstorms that are able to develop, any supercells especially. And this threat does include the triangle Fayetteville points north and east. So let's take a look at the timing town by town here on Futurecast. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, still a quiet start to the day, but by 10 a.m. that's when things could begin to change and conditions could begin to deteriorate. 10 a.m. it would be more isolated activity or off to the western part of our viewing area, but storm coverage likely to grow around lunchtime, and the best storm chances likely coming lunchtime into the afternoon. These storms could be intense with heavy rain and severe winds, hail, perhaps some rotation. These storms continue to push into our eastern counties between about 3 and 6 o'clock, but we may begin to dry out in the triangle as we get closer to dinner time tomorrow night. By 7 o'clock, the storm threat likely to be east of our viewing area, and things should begin to quiet down, but then comes the cooler air. I'll show you how long we could see highs in the 60s stick around coming up, Dan.
All right, we'll talk to you again in just a bit, Kat. Thank you. Meantime, you can track this system as it heads our way with the WRAL weather app. It's free to download on Google Play and the App Store.
Dan, the Supreme Court just ruling that popular abortion pill will remain on the market and accessible to people who want it. Right now, here is a statement in from President Joe Biden within the past 5 minutes into the Live Center. It reads, in part, my administration will continue to defend FDA's independent expert authority to review, approve, and regulate a wide range of prescription drugs, from President Joe Biden. Here's what's next for all of this. This is not over, so it'll stay on the market for now. That is key. And right here, I highlighted this in yellow. The case will now be heard in the U.S. Court of Appeals. That is scheduled for next month on May 17th, Dan. So we'll certainly keep an eye on this as this continues to go through the appeals process now.
Absolutely. Big development, Mark. Thank you. So we're working to get some more information after one person was shot outside of a Raleigh gun range. This is the view from Sky 5 earlier today. It shows the extensive crime scene. Police there from Raleigh investigating near Craftsman Drive. WRAL's Aaron Thomas has been following this story all day for hours for us. Aaron, what's the latest? We haven't spoken to you in about an hour. What else have we learned?
Yeah, so you can clearly see behind me that the scene is now clear, but at this hour, I am still waiting to hear back from Raleigh police about any possible arrest in this shooting. Let's show you the moment that this area was actually flooded with several police cars. On the ground, we saw several evidence markers, as well as more than a dozen police cars here on Craftsman Drive. Tonight, I did speak with the owner of the building where this gun shop and shooting range is located. He says that there were 4 young men, all who appeared to be in their 20s, waiting for an Uber, and another car pulled up, and there was an exchange of words, and then shots fired.
This did not happen on this property. It did, you know, in fact, happen on the sidewalk in between. So unfortunately, you know, I know that there's a lot of speculation, but by no means it happened here.
And as you can imagine, it must have been frightening for him to have witnessed this. And we do want to point out there's also some people that are currently shooting in this gun range. So he initially thought that it was just guns going off inside, but little did he know that it was actually a shooting happening out here. So at this night, like I said, I did see Officers walking off with the gentleman in handcuffs. He was shirtless, also wearing pajama pants, waiting to see if there's any possible connection to this case.
Dan? Got it. All right. Aaron Thomas, live for us in Raleigh. Thanks, Aaron. We are following some breaking news in Johnston County tonight. A fuel tanker there overturned, leaking fuel, seriously injuring the driver. The WRL breaking news tracker on the scene. This is NC96 near Little Divine Road. A witness telling WRL the tanker was driving erratically and at one point was on the wrong side of the road. NC96 will remain shut down in both directions for hours. Officials say that driver was pinned inside after the crash and taken later to the hospital. The tanker is full of gas, of course, which is leaking from that truck. Highway Patrol is investigating. Durham Public School students are coming together to ask the district to create mental health days. The DPS Students for Mental Health group has created surveys and petitions on this. They took their concerns to the school board last night, saying schools simply don't feel safe and they want to see changes. WRL's Monica Casey looked into the mental health resources that do exist and what the administration is working on.
Durham Public School students are asking for help.
I am suffering mentally, and my friends are also.
The DPS Students for Mental Health group was formed after two students were shot near Hillside High School.
People start worrying about if they're safe or if their family or friend that is being shot. Worrying about that can heavily impact on that person's mental health.
It's so frustrating, and we have to keep going through the same things over and over.
The group surveyed more than 600 people on what needs to be done in schools. They laid out two requests at Thursday's board meeting.
We're asking the school board to make the 5 state-granted remote learning days into mental health days, and we're asking you to provide students with more mental health resources while they're in school.
The students have also created a petition now with over 1,300 signatures. I spoke with school board chair Bettina Umstead about what administrators can do to meet these students' requests.
I think we as a district need to do a better job of making sure students are connected to the resources that are available in our school system. That's like step number one.
Umstead says each school has a counselor and many have social workers and school psychologists as well. She tells me the board is taking the students' requests under consideration.
We have young people, we have our students of color who are coming to the table and saying we need support with this. So it's our duty to really take it very seriously and make sure that we provide the action that they need.
Umstead tells me she's not sure yet if those 5 remote learning days can be used as mental health days under state law, but she says the district will be looking at next year's calendar to try to find space for mental health days. Monica Casey, WRL News in Durham.
And they do have some ideas. Umstead saying that in her conversations with students, they're hoping that these mental health days can be time to connect with each other, hear from speakers, possibly participate in some physical activity or even meditate. So we've learned now how a young U.S. Army soldier died during a training exercise at Fort Bragg. Officials saying he was hit by a military vehicle. The Army says Sergeant Joseph Zygorowski was outside his vehicle when he was hit by another vehicle in his convoy. It happened in the training post, in training, on post around 10 o'clock Wednesday night. The 24-year-old enlisted back in 2018. Most recently, he was a mechanic in the 7th Transportation Brigade at Joint Base Langley Eustis in Virginia. He's being remembered as a model soldier and as a leader. The Army says no foul play is suspected. Another Raleigh bank was robbed. Sky 5 over that scene today at the State Employees Credit Union. This is Corporation Parkway. Police say just after noon today, that suspect handed the teller a note. That note demanded cash. The suspect then took off with the money. This is just the most recent bank robbery in Raleigh. Earlier this week, someone robbed the State Employees Credit Union on Pacific Drive. Police are still looking for the person or people responsible in both bank robberies. Neighbors across the triangle are discovering messages of hate against the Jewish community on flyers that are being dropped in their front yards. The latest anti-Semitic flyers were found in plastic bags along Mockingbird, Long Street, and Summer Glen Drives in North Raleigh. What you're looking at here is a neighbor's security camera caught the car that was at least one of the people throwing this bag onto his driveway. WRL has learned of similar anti-Semitic flyers being dropped off in other neighborhoods in Johnston County, Cary, and Durham in the last week.
It's really important that we come together with our friends and our family, our community, and our synagogues or churches, even our workplaces, and talk about we're seeing a rise in hateful actions and that this is not okay. Let's make sure it's surprising every time and startling.
Wake County's district attorney says a person caught distributing these could be charged with ethnic intimidation if the flyer contains a threat. A conviction carries up to 120 days in jail. Unemployment in North Carolina dropped last month. We're getting some new numbers out today. Show the unemployment rate was 3.5%, which is down 0.1% from last month. Up 0.2% from February of 2022. It's also on par with the national rate, which was also 3.5% last month. A local town landed among the top 10 best small cities in the country to start a business. A new report by WalletHub ranked Morrisville 10th on the list. Analysts compared more than 1,300 small-sized cities using three categories: business environment, access to resources, and business cost. Cities in Utah ranked in the top three spots. Right now, beer lovers gathering in downtown Raleigh to celebrate local breweries. Our state's craft brewery expansion is far outpacing the nation's. However, disparities in the industry do remain. WRL's data trackers explain coming up. Plus, soon, human waste will fuel some of our city buses. A look at City of Raleigh's wastewater facility upgrades next.
Down in Craven County, the Croatan National Forest fire has gotten much larger here at 7 o'clock. The new numbers, 35,000 acres in smoke can be seen throughout several counties in the eastern portions of our state. These are some of the photos coming in. It looks like clouds, but all of that is thick smoke. And from the south, the wind's pushing it up well into the state of North Carolina and up to Virginia as well. And fire crews are trying to get things under control. It's just 10% contained at this point, as we mentioned, blanketing portions of the eastern portions of the state. Dan, take a look at this graphic right here. Kat alerted this to me, and it's really wild when you look at it here in the Live Center. You see right here all this pink. That is dense smoke. This is looped for the next 12 hours, so you can see this is where the fire is. And all the way to the northern portions of the state line right there, all of these folks are dealing with that smoke. In some areas, they're saying the ashes are coming down. It's almost like snow in some communities. Back to you.
Wow. Hopefully some of the rain coming tomorrow will help them. Yeah, get ahead of that fire. Thanks, Mark. Let's take a live look at downtown Raleigh. Man, it's getting packed down there. A lot of beer lovers enjoying Brugaloo. This is one of the biggest events of the year right down there on Fayetteville Street. It's underway right now. Will continue tomorrow as well. Tens of thousands of people expected to attend this Brugaloo Festival sampling event continuing until 10 o'clock tonight. The main event is tomorrow from noon until 8, they say, no matter the weather. So maybe bring some rain boots with you. A lot of that beer is from breweries right here in our state. North Carolina now boasting more than 300 craft breweries. That's a lot. As WRL's investigative data journalist Ali Ingersoll explains, the expansion here over the last few years has been faster than what we've seen nationwide. But the field does face issues with diversity.
More than good times are flowing around these streets. It's beer from brewers all over the state.
One of the things that I love about craft beer is not just beer, it's families.
That's Celeste Beatty, founder and brewer at Harlem Brew South. She's been part of the brewing family for more than 20 years now. The growth in the state really began in 2015. Since then, there's been a 260% increase in the number of North Carolina breweries, according to the Brewers Association. Nationwide, the growth isn't as notable, increasing about 91%. Beatty, a North Carolina native, says it isn't surprising that the state's growth is outpacing the nation's.
I think it's about the experience you create. It's about your story. It's about how you engage the community. So we have kind of a unique way of doing that, particularly in our communities.
But there are challenges and disparities. Less than 1% of craft breweries in the country are owned by Black brewers, data shows.
Historically, there have been socioeconomic challenges for BIPOC people in terms of having access to capital in general. That doesn't change in the craft beer space.
Beatty is acutely aware of that and says collaborations can help close the gaps. She feels festivals like this can also introduce beer lovers not only to the product, but to the people behind the brews.
And what I'm most excited about is that a lot of times when I'm at these festivals, I meet aspiring brewers, BIPOC brewers. And many of them have come to me, I had no idea they got into the beer business because they saw someone that looked like me.
For WRAL News, Allie Ingersoll, Raleigh.
And Beatty is trying to get some space for a brewery opened in a former tobacco warehouse in Rocky Mount. If you're interested, you can find information about the space and how to support the business there on our website, WRAL.com. Raleigh City buses will soon be powered by gas made, well, from all of us, from human waste. Yeah, it's gross, but you got to appreciate the technology, right? It's one of the big perks of an upgrade to the city's wastewater treatment system that will help the city save money and cut greenhouse gas emissions. The utility is in the process of converting to a new system that will cook the volume of waste down by 50%. The process will create a renewable natural gas that will be captured and put into the pipeline to fuel Go Raleigh buses. This new facility is currently under construction and expected to be operational by summer of 2024. Earth Day arrives this weekend. An expert at UNC shared six easy ways to help the environment. His easiest tip, use your dishwasher.
Dishwashers are an amazing technology. They use about 80% less water than just washing your dishes by hand, right? So, you know, an average dishwasher uses about 10 liters of water. If you go and wash that same amount of dishes by hand, you're going to use upwards of 50 liters of water.
All right, and if you're like my family, you load that dishwasher until it's so full that you can barely close the door. I feel like that helps also. Search Earth Day on WRAL.com to see some more tips, including what you can do with a Sharpie at parties. It's a little tease. I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to have to hop on WRAL.com as well. Meteorologist Kat Campbell joining us now. You see this gorgeous shot of Lake Gaston behind us. A couple of lucky people getting on the boat to enjoy that sunset. Tonight's the night. Gorgeous weather for Brugaloo as well. Am I saying that right?
Yep, Brugaloo. It's fun in downtown Raleigh. There is so much going on tonight, Dan. We have proms going on all across the area. It's just a beautiful evening. 80 degrees in Wilson, 80 in Durham, and 80 degrees at the WRAL Fayetteville Newsroom. I did actually see some folks that were headed to prom, some ladies in their beautiful dresses, the guys in their suits and tuxes walking by the Fayetteville Newsroom camera there a minute ago. Nice all around this evening, no matter where you live. 78 degrees right now by 9 o'clock. Should be around 68 degrees at Brugaloo. It is going to be a very comfortable evening. We'll start to see an increase in cloud cover, though, overnight, and the big changes come tomorrow with the cold front. A WRAL weather alert day tomorrow, highs in the 70s, and then by Sunday, upper 60s, the forecast high. So let's take a look at the hour-by-hour storm chances. By 10 a.m., storm chances climb to about 50% tomorrow. 90% chance for storms, 2 and 4 o'clock. Still a good chance at 6 o'clock, especially in our eastern counties. And then we quickly see rain chances and storm chances tapering off after that. It's 10 a.m. through 6 p.m. That will be our window of the main concern for any severe weather. Here's this cold front that's on the way. You can see a lot of lightning with it right now, but there's also a lot of cool air that will follow behind this system. We had highs in the mid-80s. 85 was the high at both RDU and in Fayetteville today, but here comes the below normal temperatures by Sunday, lasting into next week. High temperatures will be in the 60s, the way it looks now, all week long next week, and the normal high this time of year, mid-70s, so it is below normal. There are some signs that the cooler than normal temperatures could continue even into early May. Above normal temperatures out west, below normal in the east. And with the way the jet stream is setting up in this pattern, I think that we would also see above normal rainfall continue during the same window as well. You're really going to notice the cooler air in the mornings. The normal low is 51. We should be near 60 tomorrow morning and then falling into the 40s after that. So it's cool enough in the mornings where you are going to want to have an extra layer with you starting Sunday morning and lasting through the middle of next week. Once we get to Tuesday of next week, that's when we see our next increase in cloud cover ahead of rain chances. It could be an unsettled into next week. Hopefully all the rain Wednesday through Friday that would be possible would finally break us out of the rain over the weekend. And we'll keep an eye on that.
I'm looking forward to a dry weekend. Eventually we'll get one. Kat, thanks. Still ahead, a new park is about to open to families when you can check out more than 2 miles of trails and areas for fishing in Orange County. It's hard to believe, but it has been about a year now since former WRAL anchor David Crabtree left this anchor desk. Tonight, he's being inducted into the North Carolina Media and Journalism Hall of Fame. David, one of six people inducted tonight. He worked here at WRAL, as so many of you know, for nearly 28 years, winning 16 Emmys, as well as awards for distinguished service, anchoring, and journalism. To read more about his new passion, head to WRAL.com. Congratulations to David. This weekend, thousands of people will take part in the Tar Heel 10-miler. The annual race showcases downtown Chapel Hill campus and the nearby historic neighborhoods. WRAL, a proud partner of this event that brings alumni from all over back to the Triangle. WRAL's Jeff Hogan, Joe Fisher, and Ali Ingersoll will be there. Say hi if you see them. It's not too late to join. You can go to the Tar Heel 10-miler website for registration details. There's a new park set to open this week along the Eno River. The Panther Branch Natural Area will open tomorrow on Earth Day. The Eno River Association helped transform 56 acres of family-owned forest for the park. It's located in the Eflin area of Orange County. There are more than 2 miles of trails to enjoy, also an area for fishing. The park opens at 9 a.m. Raleigh is celebrating Earth Day today. You're looking live right now at a packed Dick's Park. Everybody enjoying that weather. The event to celebrate the environment is currently underway, featuring Earth-conscious vendors and organizations, live music and games. There's going to be a movie tonight. Bring the kids. WALL-E starts at 8:15. California hillsides are exploding with wildflowers that can be seen from space if you have a good enough space camera. After one of the wettest winters on record there, that caused some problems, of course, but now it's bringing swaths of yellow and orange and blue and purple, painting that landscape this month. Absolutely gorgeous. Thank you so much for joining us here on WRAL News. Our next newscast is at 10 o'clock on Fox 50 and 11 o'clock right back here on WRAL. Have a great night.